Well, welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined with a couple of lovely ladies from right here in Nevada, Kaylee Leftwich and Denise Sheely, both from Healthy Nevada. And Kaylee is the My Community Connect resource contact. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, program coordinator Denise. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So the big question, what is My Community Connect? And tell me a little bit about it.
So, My Community Connect is an online resource directory. It makes it easy for residents, agencies, even churches to find and connect with local services based on an individual's needs within their zip code. So, over the past 2 years, we discovered there was a real need for easier access to local community resources within our community, such as food, housing, transportation, medical care, etc. We'd updated the local resource guide and printed several hundred copies, only to find several services weren't up to date or were no longer available. So we knew a solution was needed for the community. We established My Community Connect to provide current and up-to-date resources, and it can be accessible online on a mobile device, anything like that, really.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of really good information there and things for folks to get to. Who is this available to?
So My Community Connect is available to all residents and social service providers in the community. Residents can use it to find the organizations that offer the services they're searching for, as well as their contact information, hours, and their location. It's also provides agencies the opportunity to refer and connect those that serve other social services, and it gives them a comprehensive data report.
Well, that's good. And again, a lot of really good information there, a lot of things that people might need. So that's great to have that. I know you guys have already started sharing with the community a little bit, but can you tell me a little bit how that is going?
Absolutely. Yes. So we have met and spoken with several existing agencies, both at the local level and regional level that provide services in Nevada or Vernon County or surrounding areas. So what we've done is kind of had one-on-one conversations with them just really to understand who they serve, how this could benefit them, and especially help those that come and seek services but also need additional services from that point on. And so in these conversations, and it really has been a conversation that really started over the last 2 years, a lot of feedback from local kind of community, school, and parent focus groups. And so based on the conversations and feedback from them, there were parents of middle school, elementary, even high school parents or grandparents, and didn't know what existed in the community, but needed services for their family members, but couldn't find it, didn't know it existed, or if it did, how do they get in contact with them? And so we even had conversations with local students who support themselves and not being able to get to this physician because they didn't have the right insurance or different things like that. So that's kind of where this came to play, and how it really developed was My Community Connect. It provides those online resources, easily accessible, and it's not just online. We're looking and working with these local agencies to provide more of on-site desktop accessibility as well.
Well, that sounds great. And again, some changes I know in a lot of changes over the last few years and some things. So it's great to have that information and be able to have it updated as well. That's a huge thing to make sure everything's updated.
Yes, absolutely. More current, accessible information, and agencies can update their own information, which is a great opportunity for them to make sure that they're keeping up to date with their services that they provide, the hours. If they open up a new location, close a location, they can have more current up-to-date data through that directory.
All right. Well, sounds good. Anything else we need to know?
No. We're excited to launch it into the community, see how it's received, and we'll definitely continue to share more stories and updates and feedback as we continue to move forward with this.
All right. And when is that launch again?
We started soft launch in mid-April, and we're continuing to work with agencies, and hopefully in the next month and a half, we'll look to promote it a little bit more within the community, activities, events, different things like that.
All right. Well, sounds good. My Community Connect. Thank you again, Kaylee and Denise, for coming by and talking to us about it.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
All right. This has been our Health Talk for today. Be sure to join us the next time on Health Talk here on KNEM, KNMO.